On March 6th, several wildfires destroyed hundreds of thousands of acres of ranch and farmland across the High Plains region. In Clark County, Kansas alone, over 600,000 acres burned that day, making it the largest wildfire in the state's recorded history. Wildfires also destroyed several hundred thousand combined acres in northeast Colorado and the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. The rapid spread of the fires was attributed to high winds and dry conditions. In our story from Harvest Public Media, we'll hear about researchers following the number of wildfires and how fire managers are preparing to keep them contained.
Wildfires can be started by neglected campfires or cigarette butts. They can ignite from prescribed burns run amok or launch from lightning strikes. However they're caused, Victoria Donovan, a PhD student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, has been running the numbers to see how often they're happening. In a new study, she found a serious uptick in wildfires over the last 30 years across the plains from Texas to the Dakotas.
We documented increases in the number of wildfires. The total hectares burned by wildfires increased by upwards of 400% in the Great Plains. We found that we have an increasing probability of wildfire, so there's a greater likelihood of a large wildfire occurring every year in a lot of locations.
Donovan's research was just published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. Instead of thousands of acres burning each year in the 1980s, it's more likely to be millions of acres today. She says that's more like how it was on the plains before Europeans settled the region. The arrival of the pioneers actually put a lot of wildfires out.
We've been very effective at suppressing wildfires in this area over the last 100 years. So we're not necessarily as prepared for these shifts in wildfire compared to areas like the western U.S. who have been experiencing a lot more frequent large wildfires in recent history.
This year's fire season is a good example of the trend Donovan is talking about. In March, fires swept parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Kansas. Gina Kirk told Harvest Public Media what it was like to see a wildfire race across her ranch in southwest Kansas, where fires burned around 500,000 acres.
It was throwing fireballs. It was mean, ugly. It was loud.
The fires killed 7 people across the region and thousands of cattle. Landowners like Kirk are facing a big bill to rebuild everything from homes to fences.
We have 45 miles of fence down, and it costs about $10,000 a mile to put it up.
So if there are more fires, what does that mean for people on the ground trying to fight them or prevent that kind of damage? Seth Peterson is a fire management specialist with the Nebraska Forest Service. He's based in Chadron in western Nebraska. Peterson says it starts with volunteer firefighters in rural towns. They're the ones on the front lines.
It goes into being prepared with training, making sure that they know how to actually run the engines that they have, making sure they got quality equipment to do the job that they need to be doing.
In Nebraska, Peterson says there's been an increase in state funding for volunteer firefighter training and new equipment, including small planes that drop fire retardant and military vehicles retrofitted as fire trucks. Peterson thinks Nebraska is as prepared as possible if a fire like the one in Kansas happens here.
We have to be. The fires are going to happen. Every fire is different. But I think we are prepared, but no matter how prepared you are, you're always going to get tested at some point.
Victoria Donovan at UNL isn't sure whether the number of fires will keep going up. This study didn't look at what's causing the trend, but she said it would be worth investigating whether humans are responsible for more fires. She'd also like to know more about the influence of climate change and about the plants fueling the fires.
When you have different types of plants, they create different fuels that increases the amount of fuel you have, so then you can have much more extreme wildfire behaviors that might be more difficult to suppress. So that's something that we're interested in looking into. There's also fuels that are just more likely to burn. They're more pyrogenic. And so if you have invasive species or a shift in the community composition, that could also alter the fire behavior that you see on the ground.
Fire managers might like to know that if that's what's in their backyard.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, there are a number of other factors that likely interact with that as well. But fuels and fuel types are something that we can try to control on the ground a lot more than something like climate change. That's a bit more difficult for an individual manager to address.
Donovan says if the trajectory of more wildfires does continue, policymakers and firefighters in plain states like Nebraska may have to take another look at whether they're ready to keep them contained. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.